Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up your chair for a seat at the table this week as we talk about friendships and significant friendships. I know that we've talked before about our friendship and how we have our tribe.
Right.
And how important it is for us. And we've also talked about people that women, you know, maybe in midlife, that because they had been married through, you know, or significant long-term relationship or something, and on top of being a parent, and sometimes, you know, friendships can fade through those times because you tend to focus on your partner so much.
And I think a lot of times you're friends, I'm using air quotes, with people because your kids are friends, you know, so you're in communication with them a lot and things like that. And I think once your kids, you know, you become an empty nester, your kids get older, that's when you really, truly find out who your friends are.
Right.
And some of them last through the years of raising children and some of them don't, you know?
Definitely. Good point. That a lot of them do go away as the children grow up and get other, you know, form other friendships and stuff, that some of those friendships that you had with their, your children's parents, you know, kind of fade away or they move away, right?
Right.
Oftentimes as well. But I think today we should focus on the importance of having those relationships, significant relationships, you know, in midlife, right? And how significant that can be for anxiety and depression and
overall health.
Overall health. I think, and we're going to, I'm going to probably quote Jane Fonda more than once today because I love her.
I do too.
And there's some great videos that are have gone viral, you know, of her interviews and her talking about the importance of her female friendships in her life, how important they have been. But one of the quotes that she made was from Harvard studies that say that having female, for females, having significant friendships is significantly important for your overall
beneficial to your health. She said in the quote in the interview that she did that women who don't have those friendships, it's so bad for your health, I guess. They would compare it to smokers,
right?
You know, that's how bad it is.
That's smoking
when you don't have a group and it doesn't have to be a group, it can be one person. But yeah, I think that females more than males really turn to each other for support and advice and just even, you know, getting somebody to validate what you're experiencing or what you're feeling. You know, I think females kind of need that more than males. Not saying that males don't. They find it in different ways.
Yes.
But just, you know, in my experience, I've seen that more in females than males.
And I think, again, Jane Fonda, you know, stated it very well when she was asked how female relationships are different from male friendship relationships. And, you know, she said that males get together, they look at cars, they look outward, right?
Right.
They look at cars or they look at women.
Right.
Sports. Or they watch sports.
They just kind of hang out.
Right. They kind of hang out. And it's more of that, you know, camaraderie with men, where I think women sit closer together. They look at each other in the eyes. And they're not afraid to be vulnerable with their friends because I know you're going to be there for me if I need you. So for me, it's not even a thought of being vulnerable.
Right.
It's me just seeking that help that I, you know, so much need at
support.
That time.
Support.
And
yeah.
support by just saying, I need your help
Or sometimes you just need to vent.
Yeah.
You know?
Often. Very often. I think venting is very healthy for your soul and your mentality. But, and I've said it 100 times that, you know, how much I value my female, you know, friends and how supportive mm-hmm. we were. When we call each other a tribe, is because we were raising children.
Right.
Alone, single moms.
Yeah.
You know, and we all had careers and, you know, and we were each other's village, right?
Yeah.
So when we needed
helping
something.
Helping out with the kids, helping out with anything.
Right. Whether
even it's just to get out and get a drink or get dinner, you know.
Which is so important to get away exactly. from the children back then. And now
absolutely.
Most of us, our children have grown. Mm-hmm. But we were, you know, so much each other's village when our kids were younger. And it right. was so important, you know, for even them because mm-hmm. it helps us. You know, be better moms, you know.
Right.
As they always say, you know, you got to put your mask on. And if an airplane's going down, you put your mask on first before you help, you know, your child right. or whoever's sitting next to you.
Yeah.
And that just has always stuck out to me because we don't, as women collectively, I think, spend mm-hmm. as much time as we should on ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We so much care for, you know, even if you don't have children, mm-hmm. family or other obligations or... You know, just keeping it all together because we are kind of the glue, right?
Well, and I think it was really nice, you know, as my kids were growing to have the friends that I had because not only were they experiencing the same things, you know, raising children and being busy, but, you know, you can go a week or two without talking or seeing each other and it's not, you know, you get together and it's,
right.
it's there's no bitterness, there's no resentment. It's right. just, you're all busy.
Right.
And, you know, now that my kids are grown, obviously I still want to be a good mom and, you know, we're practicing that in different ways now that our kids are adults.
Yes.
But I also have put a lot more emphasis for myself on being a good friend. Because, you know, where I feel like, you know, you do the best you can when you're busy and a single mom and doing all the things, but I didn't really think about it much.
Right.
And now that my kids are grown, I really think about it. And I really think about who are my true friends? Who right. really has my back? Who isn't going to judge me? Who isn't going to be, you know, bitter if I don't see them for a couple of months or a couple of weeks or whatever it right. is? Because some people are kind of strange about that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And they get also, hurt. Their feelings get hurt.
Right. But I also want to reciprocate that, you yeah. know, to the ones that I know are good to me and have my back.
Right.
I want to give that back to them.
Right.
And so I really have found myself putting a lot more focus on how can I be a better friend, you know, and reach out when I think they might need me or just to let them know I'm thinking about them, you know, just things like that, that I don't really think I took so much time to do when I was such a busy mom, you know?
Right. I think you did. But I don't
I
think you thought of it.
Probably
right?
not.
Because
yeah.
you were multitasking yeah. and doing five yeah. things at once. But definitely, I think as we get older, there's more and more of reflection, mm-hmm. right, into life and in our pasts and stuff. So I definitely hear what you're saying there and can 100% relate. And I think what you had said about no judgment mm-hmm. and having my back, I think those are mm-hmm. two very powerful things.
Absolutely.
That, you know, if you have that in your life, and it's not to say that you don't have that with a partner
right.
or a spouse or a significant other, but there's just something about the female bond mm-hmm. That is, you know, it creates that, you know, sense of community, mm-hmm. Empowerment. I yeah. think that men, albeit even the best who try to help empower, mm-hmm. you know, females, I think that women empower women, mm-hmm. You know, in different ways. And it's very important.
Yeah, definitely. I, in one of my therapy sessions, was talking to her about, you know, a lot of the stuff I was dealing with. And, you know, Paige and I have a great relationship and we don't keep secrets and we talk to each other about everything, which is great. But, you know, and I was explaining this to her, but she said, but have you told any of your friends? Like, do you have a friend you can talk to?
Right.
Because that's different.
Right.
The relationship is different. And it's just a different kind of feedback. It's a different kind of support. Not to say that I don't get what I need from my partner, but there's something different that you get from friends, you know? And she even emphasized how important that is. So yeah, that's why I thought, oh, this is a great thing to talk about. And, you know, recently I've been through something that was pretty crazy, and the amount of support and love that I've received from you guys is just amazing. Right. And it just, you know, it sucks to go through the things like that, but it also is kind of nice to go, wow, they really do have my back.
Right.
Like that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. And something that you said after our most recent gathering, which there was quite a lot of us together, which we don't always, you know, have everybody in attendance.
At the same time.
At the same time, you know, which can be a good thing because sometimes it's nice to have just one or two people together so that you can really catch up. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's just great when, you know, all of us are there together. Right.
The OG crew.
The OG crew. And it's so, but something that you said that really struck me, and it's so true, but it's just good for my soul. That's what you said. It's so good for my soul. And I thought, oh, me too. Yeah. You know, it really is good
for my soul. I really felt that way after our last gathering. I just, you know, it had been such a long time since we'd all been together in at one time. Yeah. And I just walked away feeling great, you know, like, wow, that just felt good. Like,
and you should, because again, we have your back.
Right.
You know, and and you can trust us, you know, to tell us anything. And I think that we all feel that way. And so that when you, and this wasn't even a case of vulnerability, but when you share and it's just so well received and, you know, all we wanted to do was lift you up, you know. One of the things that I think, again, I just watched a couple of these Jane Fonda video clips that are going viral about friendships, but in one of them, they were on the they being Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, which I love her as well.
Me too.
They're just so funny. They're witty,
so cute
and they're
together.
And they're so relevant, right? Grace and Frankie.
Yeah,
was such a funny show, and
just great.
You know, timely for that to, you know, the writers on that show were amazing. But of course, it all came down to Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. But anyhow, they were on an interview with Ellen, and Ellen asked them both at the same time, spontaneously, if you could describe each other in one word, what word would that be? And so when I saw that, and knowing that we were going to be talking about this today, it's not fair because I had more time to think about it than you did. But I thought, oh, if somebody asked me about Ashley, that question, you know, about Ashley, the first thing I thought of, but there were so many, it's like, first thing I thought of was, how do you choose one word?
Right.
But then I thought, Grace. You know, aww, grace would be the word. If I had to narrow it down to one word, it would be grace, because I think that you elude that.
Wow, thank
just
you.
Just in your being.
That's flattering.
So,
thank
and
you.
I would, you know,
I think for
I
me,
look up to you for that, because I would like to, you know, embody more of that into my being.
I think you're very graceful. I think the word I would think of for you, and I, Paige and I talk about this all the time, is generous. You are just so incredibly generous when it comes to anything. It doesn't matter your time, your, you know, just helping out anything. Like you know, you do the condo in Mexico, and you you let people come stay with you, and you don't expect anything back from them. You just want to have their company and spend the time.
And I want all of us to experience that.
And I just think you're so generous.
Thank you.
Like always, in every aspect.
That's awesome. So. Thank you. Yes. Yes. And we have a lot of other friends that are outside of our podcast in our OG group. And here's a shout out to you all today, just to say thank you for always having our backs.
Yes.
And
so grateful for all of you.
And to be non-judgmental, because I know in my heart of heart that it's easier said than done. Right. And I say it a lot to my children, because I was notorious, and I've kind of backed off lately, but I was notorious for keeping cash in my car. And when I would see homeless people on the streets,
again,
that
generous,
I would give them
generous
money. Thank you. But they my kids are just appalled, and they're like, Mom, they're going to go use it for drugs, and they're going to go use it for this. And so when I would do this, after them saying this to me for years, when I would roll down my window and, you know, grab some dollars to hand to them, it would enter my mind, mm-hmm. you know, oh, are they going to use this for drugs? Or, you know, and then I thought, you just have to give.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And unconditionally, you can't think about it without any judgment, you know?
Yeah, and, I mean, you're the one that's being generous, and what they do with it is their decision, you know?
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You don't get to give and then just tell them how to,
right,
what to do with,
right,
it, you know.
But I find myself judging.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, then I'm like, stop it, Tracy. Mm-hmm. You can't judge people. You know, if you're going to give, you give freely.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think the no judgment thing is really, really hard because we all mess up, mm-hmm. right? And because we've been all been friends for so long, mm-hmm. You know, we've had all these, you know, a lot of history. And some of that history, there's been times where one of us has messed up.
Right.
Right?
Or, you know, just even...
Not even messed up,
even different opinions...
Right.
...about things or, you know, conversations. You know, it never ends well when you start talking about politics or anything like
right.
that.
Religion. You know? Religion and, so, and politics are the two things that socially they say are taboo that you're not supposed
right.
to talk about.
And I don't share a lot on social media. There's people that have stopped following me because they didn't like something I posted. I don't know.
Right.
Obviously, I didn't care enough
right.
about that person. I don't even know if it happened. Who knows? But with us, you know, yeah, we've definitely had some moments where it's, you know, it gets heated and it's like, you know, but we always come back.
Right.
We always come back. It's like, you know what? You get to have your opinion. I get to have mine.
Or if we have an issue, and I've had, you know, my share of faltering, and but you guys call me out on it, right?
Yeah, so, I think that's huge.
Right? You call me out on it.
And you own it.
And I own it.
And you own it. And that's what we do.
Yes.
We're not proud of
right.
everything we've done,
right.
you know, or said or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes not even aware that we offend people. But
yes.
call me out on it. I'll own it.
Yeah.
And I'll apologize. I mean, yeah, there's no reason to deny what happens, what's real, and expect that it's going to make your friendship any stronger, you know?
100%. 100%. I think I couldn't agree with you more, but I think, yeah, you have to own it
mm-hmm.
and move forward.
Yeah.
Right?
And or be the person to call them out, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because sometimes you are ashamed of the way mm-hmm. that you behaved or inadvertently said something, mm-hmm. and especially in today's world where, mm-hmm. you know, PC is, you know, such a big thing, you know, you're no longer, you have to say main suite instead of master bedroom.
Right. Primary bedroom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. See, I still get it wrong. I don't even know. So oftentimes I just don't say anything.
I only know because I'm studying real estate. So
That's true. But just little things, and it weaves all the way through your life. So mm-hmm. it's not even something like you would think, you know, is a major
right, absolutely.
Thing, a faux pas to say.
Yeah.
You know, but my children are always my gauge as well.
Oh,
they
gosh.
Gasp at me all the time. And I think...
My kids make me feel like I am the least PC person on the planet.
Yes, yes. Yes. But I love watching old movies and hearing
old
what they say.
And...
Even, yeah, Friends.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of stuff on there is like, it's maybe subtle.
Right.
But it's like, whoa.
Wow, they just said that.
They just said that. Like, wow, how, you know, far we've evolved. But I do believe that ultimately it's for the greater good. But just to say that I put my foot in my mouth and, you know.
We not, all do it.
Right? You never, sometimes you don't do something intentionally. But once it's out there, and the last thing any of us want to do is, you know, hurt somebody's feelings or not, you know, support them how, you know, we've always supported each other. So those things are important. But I feel so grateful that we can talk about it, not let any elephants, you know, be in the room.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't even know if it's forgiveness, because it's so far beyond that. We don't even have to forgive. It's like our friendship is... is, you know, so tight.
So strong.
So strong.
Right.
That I don't even, I don't recall ever forgiving you or anybody in our group. It's just like, I think once I say it and it's like, well, this is how it made me feel or, you know, or I am so sorry. I have no idea where that came from. I think a lot of mine came from when I was trying to get stabilized on hormones.
Yeah.
And I was testosterone raging and a lot of things. So, but I didn't try to pass it off as that. I acknowledged the fact that I didn't know what was happening. And I think that it might be attributed to, you know, all of these chemicals that I'm trying to put in my body for the greater good.
Yeah. Middle-aged women have been accused of losing their minds.
Yes. And we can talk more about that. I've been doing some great research on menobrain. So it'll be a good one. It's crazy, some of the things. But for friendship, I think what, and I feel so blessed to have you guys in my life, and I wouldn't trade you for anything. And I've always felt that way. That's probably why I'm still single. But it's like, if I had to choose between a partner and my friends, I would choose my friends. But not that I should ever have to, or anyone should ever have to, but I just always felt that strong about our friendship. Not just ours. I have friends that I have actually, you know, went to school with.
For years.
Right.
Yeah.
That we still live here. And like you mentioned, we don't see each other often. But when you do, you just pick right back up, and no judgment and stuff. But I feel for people, and my oldest daughter has now found a group, you know, of her friends that's very similar to ours, and to support each other, that you know, are having, they have children at home. They're single moms. Actually, one isn't a mom, but you know, but just younger, you know, females that support each other. But
that's
was, you know, how do you start if you and I feel like my mind immediately goes to somebody who was maybe recently divorced or separated from a long-term partner or relationship, and kind of feels like maybe A, their friends were divided, right?
That's really
that's
hard.
Common.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know why. I'm sure there's many reasons why, you know, because you're busy or you've raised your children. We talked about that. You know, that you don't have at least one close friend.
Right.
It doesn't have to be necessarily a tribe or a group of people.
Yeah.
But at least one person. And I think in order to harvest those relationships later in life, it feels a lot harder than it did when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't go out as much. I mean, I'm not working in an office anymore, so I don't meet people at work. You know, I was very fortunate. You know, I've been friends with Law for 25 years or something. And she introduced me to you guys, which I'm so grateful for. And so I was very fortunate, you know, in that way to meet friends through her. And so, you know, I became part of a tribe that you guys had already kind of created. But yeah, I think it can be really difficult once, you know, your kids move on, or you know, if you got divorced, to find friends. A lot of people start going to church.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways. And just through acquaintances sometimes, you know.
Right. But I do think it's harder when you're older. But like we've talked about, before on other topics, but it all kind of all circles back around, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe, you know, do something that you're interested in. And again, going back to quoting Jane Fonda, she inserted herself into Lily Tomlin's life.
Right.
And there was actually a clip I saw with her and Sally Fields. So, which I had no idea that they were BFF, Sally Fields and Jane Fonda.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But, and Sally Fields was like, so Jane Fonda says, well, I invited myself to be a friend to you.
Aww.
And Sally Fields was like, and she wouldn't leave me alone. So she kept inserting herself to be her friend. And of course, now that years have gone by and they're great friends, but Lily Tomlin said the same thing. And so Lily Tomlin and Sally Fields were talking about how they don't like people and necessarily, but but Jane Fonda's persistence, you know, to be their friends, you know, ended up working out for everyone.
Wow.
And I can't help but think of somebody who tried to invite themselves to be my friend. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel like we're a good mesh, you know?
Yeah.
For whatever reasons. Not, I mean, I like this person. Everything is fine. But, you know, a relationship is as good as I feel I want it to be right now. So as far as inviting others to be friends, you know, you might want to take her advice and go and continue to invite yourself to be their friend. But maybe not be so assertive
persistent.
But I think, you know, trying to find something that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before, like maybe taking cooking classes or pottery classes or dance lessons, maybe country, Western dance, you know, all kinds of things like that. Or maybe even go back to school.
Right.
And, you know, just take a class as opposed to, you know, fully, you know, a full schedule or anything like that. But that way, maybe you can meet someone that has similar interests, that at least you have that. And maybe, you know, slowly, because we didn't, you know, all drool over each other like we're doing now at the very beginning. But I think we knew that, you know, together that
there was an instant connection. Yeah, there definitely was. But it's definitely blossomed over the years.
Yeah.
And I'm very fortunate that I have a partner. There's a, we have a big age gap. We've talked about that. I'm 15 years older than her. So my friends are obviously older than her. And because most of my friends are older than me.
That's funny. Yes.
But I'm very fortunate that she has felt the same connection with you all. And, you know, because that can be a scary thing too.
Yeah.
Like, you know. And,
when you bring somebody into the group. Yeah.
And again, like you said, if I was ever put in a position where I had to pick, you know, my partner or my friends, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so I'm very lucky that she felt the same connection and that she values the friendship that I have with you all.
Right.
And she sees how much we have our each other's backs and she supports that for me. You
and
know?
In kind is that we see how happy you are with her and we adore her. So it just was wonderful that it all just worked out so well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I just can't even say enough about how important that is and that it may take an effort to get there, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think it's worth it in all of my being. I think that it's, you know, definitely worth it. So
yeah, definitely has been good for our souls, our health. It's something that really needs to be focused on more, I think.
Yeah. And there's also apps, right? And I know most of the women that are in midlife right now don't feel comfortable on apps. I know I sure don't. But you could, you know, all of the dating apps have options to be friends as well.
Yeah, and they actually have, I think it's, I want to say, I don't know. I don't know all of them, but I think there's a Bumble or something that's just to find friends.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right. You know, and like you just mentioned, in our group, you know, there's a variety of ages. So it doesn't have to be somebody that's, well, they're not my age group.
Right.
You know, we're not going to have a lot in common kind of things. Or it could even be a male-female relationship.
True.
Right?
Absolutely.
Some of the strongest ones are that way. So, but I'd like to go ahead and kind of quote Jane Fonda
okay.
as we exit out of here. because I just love her to pieces. And there's just so many female celebrity friendships, like even Oprah and Gail, right? There's just things like that that just gravitate. And we had actually talked about Oprah and Maria Shriver as well.
That's right.
And they go back years and years, and they were talking about, you know, menopause and aging and stuff. But Jane Fonda, I've always admired her. I've always loved her.
She's adorable.
And so I think it's only appropriate as we end this week's show is to quote her. And she says, "I don't even know what I would do without my women friends. I have my friends, therefore I am. And then she goes on to say, "It's true. I exist because I have my woman friends. They make me stronger. They make me braver. They tap me on the shoulder when I might be in need of course correcting," which we talked about. "Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys."